Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
If you're in a relationship and you seem to have the same problems that cause fights over and over, money, sex, parenting, relatives, I mean, there's so many things, and some of them are more painful than others to discuss. I know whenever we discuss money and my husband's credit cards, he walks away. He does not even want to discuss these things unless we set aside a time. Well, we're going to learn today how to get out of some of those things and really get those things talked about and cleared up a little. My guest today is Dr. Michelle Brody. She's an executive coach and clinical psychologist with over 20 years of professional experience as a practicing therapist. So, Dr. Brody, welcome to the show. Now, these problems are pretty common to us all, but let's just kind of start with money, since that seems to be, especially this time of the year, one of the big ones. So if we fight about money and we're trying to resolve credit card bills and things and spending, and what do you recommend couples do to solve these things that don't seem solvable sometimes?
It's interesting because they don't seem solvable because one person, it seems to be holding that idea of we've got to save, we've got to get some control over this, and it feels like the other person is not on board. And so the person who wants to make a change in how you're spending finds themselves in this position of having to nag the other one or remind them or try to get them to sit down and let's discuss this, let's get it under control, and it feels like the other party is not on the same page. From the other side of that fight, and this is why it's important, anytime you want to try and solve a fight, you've got to look at both sides. From the other side, that second person, the one who tends to be more of the spender, is feeling nagged, over-controlled, and unhappy for that reason. So those fights tend to not resolve so easily because the thing you're doing to try to solve it from your side just brings more aggravation on the other side. So here's the thing. If you actually want to solve a money fight, you have to look at the whole thing. How do we get both values that we're both advocating for? Because typically the person who's spending a little bit more is saying, you know, we should be a little more relaxed about this. We should live life. We should enjoy a little bit. So they're kind of holding on to the value of joy and spending and freedom. And the person who wants to save and conserve is the one who's holding on to the value of security. I need security to feel good. When we overspend, I don't feel security. If you look at that together and say, we need to come up with a solution where we feel both, where we're honoring both of those values, the value of security and the value of enjoying. Usually, if just one person's holding each side, you can't solve it because you feel like you're, you know, you've got to come back in and say, you're not listening to what's important to me. So when you sit down and you talk about it, you try to think of what are the solutions that would allow us to get both. It's not just a simple compromise. It's something more like, how do I make sure I tend to the feelings that you're having about this issue?
Well, you sound just like my household when you say one of them wants security, and that's exactly what goes on here. And I say, I will feel better when those credit cards are paid off completely and down to zero. And he'll say, I'm working on it. Every single cent I have goes to pay those off and goes to pay mortgage, and that's it. And I'm doing the best I can. And then I say, well, but, you know, I mean, it just goes back and forth and back and forth. So how do we talk about it?
Right, because it's hard to, you know, from your side, you need him to understand just what that feels like, to feel that.
Well, he feels it too, though.
So he does. Well, then you're halfway there, because in many couples, the other party is kind of is not really thinking about it as much, and then it feels like an extra hill.
He can't help but think about it, because I come at him all the time about it. So I think he probably eats and sleeps the stuff, but it's hard not to fight about it. So on the money thing, just give us your best advice for a solution there.
I think that, you know, it starts with compassion for what the pain is, right? I mean, you may be feeling on your side the pain of the insecurity of it. He may be feeling on his side the pain of feeling like a disappointment to you for not being able to do better at it.
I'm sure that's true.
Right? And so if you think about it, how do you focus, you know, your energy, sorry to use you as an example, but focus your energy on helping him not feel like such a disappointment and for him to focus his energy on helping you feel more secure.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can go ahead and use me because all of these shows are my own therapy anyway. So, I mean, really, what's the point if you can't use them for your own therapy? What about the sex thing and the parenting thing?
Oh,
you know, that's not about so much security as it is about my needs versus yours.
Oh, totally. And inevitably, one thing I always say about the fight around sex is that inevitably there's one person who wants something out of the other. It's either more sex or a different kind of sex or, you know, but they want something. And the other person is in the position of feeling like either they can't provide it in the way that the first person wants it, or they're going to be a disappointment, or they're gonna let them down. And when it comes to sex, the person who's being asked and is feeling the pressure tends to feel less desire or less interest because of the pressure they're getting. And this applies, you know, I was just saying this the other day, that this applies strangely to also fights about household chores, but sometimes they go in the opposite direction, right? The person who wants the house to be clean will be pressuring the one who seems not to clean it enough. And sometimes it's in the same couple, one person is pressuring about sex and the other person's pressuring about household chores. And they each can see it from the other side, that pressure makes you want to do either the dishes or sex less than you would if you weren't pressured.
Wow.
And so the important thing is to try to peel that pressure off and think about what it feels like to be the other person. You know,
that's an important point right there, is to feel like what it's like. And sometimes I do that, and really I do try and put myself in his position because I'm a nightmare, honestly. I know I am. But like when with the parenting things, when you disagree about those things, and I'm lucky, Dr. Brody, because my husband really helps with everything in the house, dishes, cleaning, laundry, I mean the whole ball of wax.
That's awesome.
But, and we agree mostly, pretty much almost all the time, on parenting. We do a show here for the American Academy of Pediatrics every week for years. So he knows I got pediatricians at my fingertips all the time. So that we agree on. But for other couples that disagree on letting your child go out with certain people, or how do you resolve those? Because some of those are ingrained from your own childhood.
Right. And a lot of times those fights, you're right, you come from your childhood with a plan for how you're going to be a parent, either because you want to correct something or because you saw something work in your own life. And so we tend to feel right about what we're doing as a parent. You know, it's like when you get into a fight about parenting, each side is saying, no, I believe being more disciplined is right. And the other person's saying, no, I believe that being a little more lenient is right. And then the fight becomes about whether you're being too lenient or you're being too strict. And the way to get under that one, it's very similar to the way to think about that money fight. You never get anywhere if I keep focusing on discipline and you keep focusing on leniency. If you stop and say, wait a second, what's important here? We want to teach our kids two values. We want to teach them that it's important to be disciplined, but it's important also to make exceptions and be flexible. So those two values are getting pit against each other, being disciplined versus being flexible, instead of the two values being held together and saying to kids, you know what, you need a little bit of both. And interestingly, most kids, when they see one parent being more strict and the other being more lenient, they can internalize that they can love both parents and say there's something of value in each of these approaches.
In each one, of course, they're mostly going to gravitate toward the one being more lenient until they realize that they need boundaries. But we only have 30 seconds left, Dr. Brody.
Sure.
Best advice for resolving some of those conflicts?
Well, it's to sit down together, and ideally you want the united front, but to value each other's opinion. Once you value each other's opinion, the fight comes away, and then you can make a plan together.
Ooh, that's a really good idea. So you have to make sure to value the other person's opinion. You have to make sure to respect them enough to try and see it from their side so that
exactly.
It's not all me, me, me. You know, I'm going to try this. I promise, Dr. Brody, I will try this so that it's not all me, 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 and that poor Gary is going to get, you know, a little bit more lenient. I'm going to try and see it from his side. So it's really, really good advice. And try and resolve your conflicts about money, parenting, sex, whatever it is, by being respectful and talking with the person. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.